Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, June 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Highlands County Sheriff's Office is still looking for the suspect behind the Avon Park shooting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old male was shot Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of Hal McRae Boulevard and Delaney Avenue in Avon Park. He was transported to an area hospital later. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Kelly at 863-402-7250 or email detectives@highlandssheriff.org. Anonymous tips can be left via the Highlands County Sheriff's Office smartphone app or at Heartland Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers tips could be eligible for a cash reward. Your local events, if you'd like to network with potential employers on a career, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot at 135 East Main Street next Wednesday, June 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Hardy County hiring event sponsored by Career Source Heartland. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting events they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a parts assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Eye Specialist in Mid-Florida is looking for a special testing technician. A high school diploma or GED is required, with an associate or bachelor's degree in a relevant field being preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 91 with thunderstorms, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is 75%, extremely humid. The dew point 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 94%. Rain at 0.07 inches. The visibility is 5 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s with east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Friday, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 70% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pastures have dried out much earlier than usual, leaving California sheep ranchers having to decide how to sustain their operations. Many have thinned flocks by selling lambs early, and ranchers who offered targeted grazing services to reduce wildfire fuel say demand for their services has surged. But all ranchers say an impending state overtime rule for sheep herders threatens to undermine the entire sheep business. If you aren't already celebrating, this is National Pollinator Week, June 21st through the 27th, as proclaimed Monday by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Pollinator species such as birds, bats, bees, and other insects play an important role in producing more than 100 crops grown in the U.S. Honeybee pollination alone adds more than $18 billion in value to agricultural crops annually and are critical to ensuring our diets are plentiful with fruits, nuts, and vegetables. A 17-year conflict between Boeing and Airbus over aircraft subsidies is coming to a temporary close as the U.S. and European Union agreed to a truce that could spill over as a positive for some U.S. ag exports. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai tells AgWeb.com, after weeks of intense diplomacy, we've agreed to suspend subsidies for 5 years. In March, the two sides agreed to a 4-month suspension on tariffs on everything from EU cheese and wine to U.S. tobacco, spirits, cotton, cheese, vegetables, and nuts.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. How do weather and economic conditions impact U.S. farmers, and how well do safety net programs function to help them through those tough times? A House Ag Subcommittee has just heard from farmers to get some of those questions answered. Third-generation Georgia peanut and cotton farmer Wes Shannon spoke about decades of floods and drought that forced him to refinance his family farm in Tifton.
I'm now in my early 60s, and despite the assistance we have received from safety net programs, I've had to refinance our two farms for the third time. Our stress and anxiety levels remain high. I wish I could tell you that our experience is an isolated case, but it is not. Many farmers across the South could share similar stories.
Representative Sherry Bustos of Illinois chairs the Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. She and Ranking Member Georgia Representative Austin Scott said the concerns are being heard as they begin the work on the next federal farm bill.
We'll together be actively working to understand and address the challenges that our family farmers are facing.
One of the things that I do want to mention as we write the next farm bill is that it's important to me that any additional things that are done with regard to the environment that is currently being discussed not come out of the current safety net.
Farmers also told subcommittee members about frustrations due to short-staffed FSA offices and high turnover rates of those workers.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifting to a mixed finish on Wall Street after tentative gains earlier in the day brought the S&P 500 back near a record high. The benchmark index fell 0.1%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ and a measure of small company stocks rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped today. The market is stuck in a holding pattern as nervousness washes out of the market following last week's jolt by the Federal Reserve, which said it could raise rates by 2023, earlier than previously expected. The Dow lost 71 points today to close at 33,874. The NASDAQ gained 18 to 14,271. The S&P 500 dropped 4 points to 4,241. New York oil rose 23 cents, closing at $73.08 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. DeAndre Ayton jammed an alley-oop pass from Jay Crowder with 0.7 seconds left, giving the Phoenix Suns a 104-103 win over the LA Clippers last night for a 2-0 lead in the NBA Western Conference final. Suns guard Devin Booker, who had 20 points, talks about that last play.
And that's just execution at its finest. Took everybody, Jay passing it, DeAndre setting his man up. You know, it was a big play for us, and anytime you can come out with a win in the playoffs, especially in a close one like that, I think it's big for your momentum.
Game 3 is Thursday night in L.A. Tonight, Atlanta plays at Milwaukee in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Detroit Pistons, with the NBA's second-worst record, have won the league's draft lottery and will have the first pick next month. Houston will choose second after finishing with the league's worst record. Cleveland selects third, followed by Toronto, Orlando, Oklahoma City, Golden State, Orlando again, Sacramento, and New Orleans. This is SRN Sports. Carey Price made 26 saves as Montreal beat Vegas 4-1 as the Canadiens lead the Stanley Cup semifinal 3-2. Golden Knights defenseman Braden McNabb says they are not out of it after losing 3 of the last 4 games.
Best of 7 for a reason. We didn't play good at all today. We played right into their game. We didn't play our game at all. So, you know what? We know what we need to fix, and we know we can win in their building, and we're going to go and do that.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Montreal. In the American League, Houston won their ninth straight game, 3-1 over Baltimore. Oakland clobbered Texas 13-6. It was Kansas City 6, New York 5, Boston 9, 5 over Tampa Bay. National League Finals, Atlanta 3-0 over New York. Washington 3, Philadelphia 2. Milwaukee 5, Arizona 0. San Diego 3, Los Angeles 2. Interleague games saw Cincinnati beat Minnesota 10-7. Toronto 2-1 over Miami. Pittsburgh beat the White Sox 6-3. Detroit 8, St. Louis 2, the Cubs over the Indians 7-1, San Francisco beat the Angels 5-0, it was Seattle 2, Colorado 1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they, at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: whenever I have a headache, I take two Advil and keep away from children, just like the bottle says. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.